To text your mom an audio recording of her daughter's is wild.
Oh my God. You were doing missionary as a Mormon in Brazil. And
sorry, did you say, do you like me being a what?
Okay, so here's what happened. And I can tell you, I'm like, how much would you pay to hit? You need three, I'm a -500. F*** you.
If your mom was a real G, she would have sent a voice memo back and like, this is what her mom's doing.
Welcome to Haunted Homies with Matt Rife, Elton Castay, and Corey Shearer, a show about all things that haunt you, from ghosts and monsters to worst life decisions, bad breakups, embarrassing moments, and unforgettable stories, all told live from within Comedy Club.
What's up?
Phoenix! God damn! Okay, all right, we know you're just in here for the AC. Chill the fuck out. You guys aren't slick at all. What's up? How is everyone? Everyone's okay? Everyone's all right? Made it out okay? Good Memorial Day weekend? Good. Thank you. Thank you guys so much for coming out. Welcome to the Haunted Homies podcast. Who here is familiar with the Overnight Channel and you came for the paranormal part of the show?
Okay.
The fuck is everyone else doing here?
Hopefully you is what they're doing here. Hopefully you.
All right, well, welcome to our live podcast show where we're going to tackle all things paranormal. We're going to talk about some of our investigations that we've been on. We've got some fun audience stories as well, some funny, some paranormal-based. We're going to talk about all the things that haunt you, not just spiritually, but also deep inside to your core and your emotions, maybe some traumatic events.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a good time. We all on board with that? Can we have a fun show tonight? Is that cool? It's going to be fun. It's interactive. It's all just let loose. Everything's kind of freestyle, so let's just fucking have a good time, man.
And just a reminder... Everything's being filmed. This is all going in YouTube. Whatever the fuck you say is going on the internet forever.
Yeah. So if
you're, fair warning.
If you're here with your side chick, maybe shut the fuck up. Okay? Let's not ruin relationships. Okay?
Or if you know someone's here with their side chick, point it out to our camera guy. Let's get it on the internet.
Yes.
That we can all go viral works. Together.
Good. Good. I like this energy a lot. So to help kind of find our people up front, who here, by round of applause, does believe in ghosts?
Okay, okay, okay.
It's a good amount. You don't believe?
Nope.
You really don't believe? Why is that? It's fake.
It's fake? It's
fake? Damn! Bitch, look at your lashes. They look real cute. Just saying. Just saying. Doesn't mean it's not real, okay?
Oh, God.
Just because you have had a personal experience doesn't mean it's not real, okay?
How long did you have to go hunting for those? Was it a difficult find? Was it quick?
Well, hopefully tonight we can help convince you a little bit. Because like I said, we've got a lot of audience stories as well from people's interactions and experiences they've had. So I'm hoping we can kind of get you over to our side a little bit. Now, ghosts, for the most part, are usually friendly. We like to think that they're the spirit of somebody who was once living, but sometimes it takes a step up from that.
Yeah. So one thing I love asking, because the ultimate thing I want to find whenever we go on a paranormal investigation, is I want to see someone get thrown across a room or levitate or their head get snapped off. Like, I'm so open to anything, so I'm curious. In a room with over 500 people, has anyone ever experienced or seen someone like that happen? We had this answer one time where someone had seen a small child get thrown across a room and had a photo of it, which to me sounds like she just abused the kid and then snapped a selfie.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up for debate. That's not our choice. But curious, is there anyone here that's ever had something like that happen? It's always a question worth asking. Anyone? No? Wait,
for real? Oh, we got a couple. Oh, shit. Okay, let's work. We'll work our way around. What was your experience?
My friend woke up with like claw marks on her face and she's bleeding.
Your girlfriend woke up with
my brother's girlfriend.
Your brother's girlfriend woke up with claw marks on her neck. They into some freaky shit. Okay, okay. She had no idea what she was bleeding down her neck. Her face. Well, sounds sloppy, doesn't it?
What bar was she at the night before? Do you know?
Yeah. Was it Bottle Blonde? You can tell us.
Why do you know Arizona bars?
I used to turn up in Scottsdale a lot.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Scottsdale is lit, dog.
It smells like a UTI in here, bro. I fucking know it. Okay, so we've got sloppy face sex. What happened back here?
Yeah, there's someone else back here.
I got thrown off of a second-story building.
You got thrown off a second-story building. By whom?
No one.
You don't know? Did you trip? Were you
was
also
there
at the
a
same
heavy
bar?
Wind?
No, I broke into my high school and got to the roof, and I felt someone push me, and I fell.
You broke into your high school, got up on the roof, and then karma took over? Is your high school notoriously haunted?
Yeah.
By who? Or what?
Couple of instances. Three young girls were cut in half by someone who had...
Three girls were what?
Cut in half.
Three girls were cut in half? At your high school?
So one and a half girls. I made it out of high school. I did it. They said some math would never come in handy.
Girls.
That's like the paranormal version of Two and a Half Men.
Oh, my God.
It's just three high school teenagers just haunting you. Okay, so you got pushed off a two-story. You landed. You're here. Wait, can you walk? Are you in a wheelchair or anything? Like, no, genuinely, I can't see that far back.
Is this all because of the fall from the roof?
This is the landing.
From the landing.
The landing.
Well, yeah, it wasn't. Yeah, nobody gets hurt in midair. Of course, it's the fucking landing.
No, the ghost is like, boom, and then like you know when you see like slow motion in Mortal Kombat in the air, just
beating you up on the way down. Jesus Christ! So you had to get your hip replaced and surgery on your back, all from that fall.
Yeah, I was in a coma for a month and a half.
You were in a coma? So you went to the spirit realm and you're like, where's that bitch at? I'm gonna pull through. I'm gonna fuck you up on your side real quick. Even the playing field.
Can I ask, who paid for the medical expenses? Did the school pay?
No. I honestly don't know. I just woke up and I was like, what?
You don't know who paid for the... We live in America. If you go to a hospital, you're gonna fucking know who's paying for the bill.
Yeah. If you didn't pay for it, we did. So. Stay the fuck off the roof.
Yeah, remember that ghost? We were actually ghost hunting that day and saw you.
Oh, man. Okay. Well,
was there anyone else that can top getting thrown off a two-story roof? Before we move on for the evening, your hand went up very quickly. You don't know if you can top it?
Used to be Mormon. Oh.
Ah!
Run!
Oh, God. Hold on. What's that?
I was a Mormon missionary in Brazil.
You were doing missionary as a Mormon
in Brazil.
In Brazil.
With the Brazilian.
Got it. Okay, yes.
A guy got frozen?
Frozen. He couldn't move for like 30 minutes. He couldn't move his body and it was like stiff as a board. I picked the guy up and it was
like that feather.
He walked out of the door and as soon as he walked out of the room, he collapsed and like passed out.
So you were with a group of people there that were trying to make contact with the spirit realm and he became completely frozen for 30 minutes? How long ago was this?
This was
2004. That's before the mannequin challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to make sure.
And then it was like The Exorcist after that.
It was like The Exorcist, how so?
There was somebody in the back who had been doing other stuff.
Text on your watch.
English to me, and they don't speak English.
Somebody there in Brazil was speaking English to you, and you knew they didn't speak English. Well, there's like Rosetta Stone. I could have taken some classes, Google Translate.
You knew things about me.
He knew secrets about you. Well, what happens on a missionary trip to Brazil stays on a missionary trip to Brazil. You know what I mean?
Missionary
this is a
trip.
Safe place. This is a safe place for you, man. Whatever secrets you hold, They'll stay here. Did anybody like get levitated? Like, did somebody get hurt from this, or somebody he just froze up? Froze up until he left the house. Okay. It's a good tactic. I feel like if I ever got caught sleeping with somebody and like their boyfriend came home, I would just
mid hit.
Oh. Oh no! The portal's been opened. Wow, I can really feel the spirits.
I meant move me away.
He just whispered move me and I went, okay.
Not what I meant. Not what I meant.
Who would believe that though? Yes. You're mid-hit. They open the door, frozen, possessed. He's just possessed. He's not fucking my girlfriend. He's possessed.
Some simp.
It was just the Mormons. They knocked on the door.
We froze.
They knocked on the door.
Obviously, some shit can happen, but sometimes you have to go to the ghost. Ghosts don't always come to you. Like, sometimes it's not in your house. Sometimes it's not in a school. Sometimes you have to go out of your way to kind of try to make contact and conjure them up. And that's kind of where I draw the line. You like this kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's not for me. Like, if they don't want to say hello on their own, I'm good. I'm not trying to wake them up. You know what I mean?
That's how you make friends.
No, like, I'm introverted, dude.
So I think, like, sometimes they just need a little bit of extra.
No, dude, because you don't know what's going to come through that portal when you try to make contact. But you don't know if the person you're trying to talk to is actually going to be the one to come back through. That's why I don't fuck with the Ouija boards. I'm not doing seances. I'm not doing any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's too scary for me. Yeah.
Seances are kind of dangerous. Hey, make some noise if you've ever done a seance.
All of you stand up and hold hands now.
Now.
We rehearse this. You know what to do. Kill the light and everyone. Start.
Also, I love how it was all only white people, too. The 7 black people here were like, nah. I'm out of minutes. You know what I mean? I can't just be calling anybody, you know? Fuck. Yeah, I can't do a seance. Of those people who have done a seance before, has anybody had any kind of crazy experience come through? I mean, I'm sure, like, maybe a Ouija board moved around a little bit, but has anybody seen any, like, major repercussions of it? Have you really?
It was really bad.
What happened?
So, I don't even like talking about it because...
Well, you volunteered, so... walk me through the process. Are you guys standing in a circle holding hands? Is there a candle on the table?
The room floor.
Sitting on the floor.
Holding hands.
Tons
of candles lit.
Lots of candles.
And it said it just wanted to talk to me.
It said it wanted to talk to you? See, right there, I'd be out, dude. Absolutely not.
So everybody left the room.
Everyone left the room? You stayed in there by yourself?
Yeah. But then it starts saying, JP, JP.
It starts saying, JP, JP. Morgan and Associates?
Morgan and Morgan. For the people.
And your check bounced.
And then I really didn't believe it, so I said, if you're really here, then give me a sign and blow out all these candles.
You asked for a sign for them to blow out the candles if they're really there?
And they all went.
I'm so jealous.
Fucking lost my shit. Everybody went upstairs, told my parents, they're like, just go to bed.
So this was all via a Ouija board?
Yes.
See? That's why I don't f*** with it. I know they sell them at Target, but still, dude.
I've never heard anyone go, I don't really want to talk about this, and go, okay, so here's what happened. In 1972, I slipped in a veil. Like, you turned into a fucking auctioneer. How did you make that switch so fast? Remarkable, truly.
How many ghosts did you see? 55, that's so 75 ghosts.
No, that was a wonderful story. Thank you for that.
Seriously.
You can lighten the mood up a little bit. Read some funny stories first?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I want to say, Phoenix, what the f***? the non-paranormal stories, the more of stories that just haunt you, y'all are f***ing wild. I swear to God. Okay, ready?
Let's do it.
So this one's called, This Is Why Google Is Your Best Friend During Dating. Okay. You know, so, I heard about that. All right, so check this. My very first date in Phoenix was with this incredibly hot dude I met at Mulligan's. We exchanged phone numbers and planned a date. This date was insane. Dude probably spent close to $500 and it was long. Are we talking about the date? Damn. Okay, Phoenix.
I gotta spend $1,000.
We went to a dinner, a movie, drinks, after, and then IHOP. Oh, shit.
If you don't let him hit after IHOP, you a bitch, low key. Like, that's a good night out.
And then we went to my place after all of that. We are texting for a bit the next day and planning the next date. In the meantime, I was chatting with my girlfriend of mine who said, well, did you Google him yet? I was like, now, he seems chill and I didn't die on the first date, so I'm good, right? She said, what's his name? I'll look him up. Bam! First hit, she finds his mugshot and details about how he had been busted 5 years prior for running the largest prostitution ring in Arizona.
We love a businessman.
The wow. Fun fact is, now that we know you're in the room, we get to ask you some questions.
Fantastic. Is that the end of it?
I should have paid better attention to the red flags like stuff when we talked about in convos at dinner and the fact he dropped $500 on the first date when he owned a pool cleaning business.
Laundering.
Also, I couldn't find him anywhere on social media. I am a dumbass. So Karen, where is
of
Karen?
Of course. A Karen would be ungrateful about a day like that. Where you at, nerd?
Back there?
What's oh, right up, there? Karen?
Wait.
You gave him head? Nice. Did you ever talk to him again? Never again. You weren't even like a little curious?
Do you think he was recruiting you? Yes?
Really?
Arrogant, but, you know.
A little flattering? Of course it's scary, but now you at least know you're worth $500. You know? It's kind of nice to know, right? Everybody's a little bit like, how much would you pay to hit? At least 500? That's not bad.
That's pretty good. That's not bad.
That's not bad at all, actually. Did it say in his, on the Google search, like, did he do prison time or anything like that? He did? How long?
3 years.
3 years? That's it? That's not that bad, actually. It'd be a long time for me, but for a man who can handle himself, I don't know. That's tough. But also, why are you going to hold this man's past against him? What if he's Mormon now? Maybe he just got back from Brazil. He's trying to have a fresh start, you know? Everyone's got a past, right? We've all been in some trafficking rings, right?
We've all.
Who hasn't ran the biggest prostitution ring in Arizona?
It's a cycle, you know, everybody kind of takes a turn.
Had your friend not Googled and found out, do you think you would have gone on to keep dating him?
You would have? Wow, your friend with the cock block. Man, sounds like she ruined a really good connection.
Wow.
Do you miss him?
What was better, IHOP or the dick?
IHOP.
Oh.
They do have good sausage. It's made in-house. Yeah.
Yeah, the sauce tastes better there, too.
Damn.
I wouldn't know that. Right. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Well, Karen, thank you for going through that.
Yeah, give it up, y'all. Give it up.
Next story. Yeah, that's a bit terrifying. Okay. Next story, run it.
All right, this story, the log line is, my Marine ex-husband was stalking me after we separated and got divorced and was spying and listening in on me having sex with my boyfriend and just overall everyday life things. And now I'm haunted with the thought that he's bugged my house and is always listening to everything I do.
To be fair, that's his training. And I support our troops, personally. But you guys, feel free to judge however you want. Let's see how this unfolds.
My ex-husband and I were married for nearly 7 years, and during that whole time, he was extremely controlling emotionally, mentally, sexually, and physically. Finally, I decided enough is enough and filed for divorce and separated from him. I felt free and vindicated, and after a few months, decided to get out there and date again. Got on Hinge, met a dude. He ran the Arizona's largest prostitution ring, and... He was Mormon and went to Brazil.
No. Hell of a dude. It's just one dude f***ing everybody in Phoenix. This is great.
Okay. He ended up, he pushed some women off like a two-story roof at a school. Is this
what?
We're going to write a screenplay by the end of the night.
All the characters of this show.
Got unhinged, met a dude, and after talking for almost a month, decided to meet him and go on our first date. It went awesome. He spent $500 at IHOP. And I decided to bring him back to my place. Unfortunately for us both, it was that time of the month, so I wasn't wanting to do anything down under. But I was more than happy to oblige him in every other way possible.
Kisses. Kisses and hugs.
Yeah. And apparently, my now ex-husband was more than happy to listen in. From what or where? I don't know. I tell myself it was probably an Alexa since he had his and the login to everything. I'm convinced and paranoid that he's either listening in on my fucking Alexa devices or has bugs stashed throughout the house to hear what I'm doing. And I hope he's been enjoying the show.
Oh, man.
What? Wait, so he just, you know, he logs into his, like, Alexa to listen, and he just hears, like, gulp, gulp, gulp.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that bitch.
That's his PTSD now, is whenever he hears macaroni being stirred. He's like,
that's fucking
all. Also, wouldn't you stop listening at, like, you're like, all right, we're over. She's moved on. Okay. Dude, I can never listen in on that. Even if you know it's happening, you would register it and go, it's fucking over. I've taken it too far. I shouldn't know this is happening right now. That's kind of on him to be that upset.
Yeah. Here's the thing in that story. We never found out how she knew.
Yeah.
It never said, Gabrielle, where are you at? Hi. How did
just
you...
real quick, in case he's listening right now. I respect the troops. And I have never f***ed a Gabrielle in my entire life. I just want to be very clear about that. This is Matt Rife speaking. I cannot speak for Elton or Corey.
I as well.
Resume.
How did you know that he knew?
How he knew about...
Like, because, yeah, how did you know that he heard or saw? Like, did he confront you? Did he send you a video?
He sent her a text and said, that was quick.
He was like, that was mid. Like, how?
So he was texting my mom saying, this is what your daughter is doing.
Oh, my God. He texted your mom saying, this is what your daughter's doing?
You changed the logins to your security camera. Good.
I was in the Marines for 10 years too, so I know what he does. And he was in data communication, so he knew about all the tech shit. So he found ways like to log into all of my shit. And I have like 3 different Alexas. There was one in my.
So his profession in the Marines was data communication. So he knew how to hack all the security around your house. He deleted your entire Instagram? Sometimes you need a cleanse.
At a certain point, I just like, instead of living in anxiety, I was like, well, I hope you like me being a throat goat now.
I'm sorry, did you say, do you like me being a what?
Throat goat!
A throat goat? What rank is that? What branch of the military is that?
Just a Kobe Bryant sucking, just a throat goat.
Man.
Just pick it up and just go.
Dude, to text your mom an audio recording of her daughter sucking is wild.
You know what? He just sent her a voice memo. This is what your daughter's doing.
If your mom, was a real G, she would have sent a voice memo back and like, this is what her mom's doing. If she was a real G, that's what she would have done.
Yeah.
Man, that is fuck. That hurts.
Wow.
It hurts to think about.
I even have a dash cam in my car that you can log into live, and it tells you when someone taps in live. And so there were times where I was like on a date with a dude and like got crispy in the car. And I was like, if he's watching, he's watching. Like at this point, I don't care. But he like, I don't know why he would continue doing it to himself.
He hacks into your reverse camera in the car when you go on dates.
He would like be hacking.
He hacked the dash cam in your car. So you'd be on dates with guys. You would get a notification being like, hey, somebody else is watching right now.
Yeah, so it was like constant.
This is major cuck energy.
How long? How many years has this been happening?
I honestly, I feel like he's still watching, like, shit, but I'm not...
He's watching right now?
He didn't pay for a ticket. How did he do that?
How long ago did you guys get divorced?
We were separated 21, divorced 22.
Separated 21, divorced 22. He's still listening. That's not that long ago.
He's very controlling.
Yeah, I get it. Well, thanks for putting us all in danger.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Yep.
Thank you. Next story. C'est moi. I am a labor and delivery nurse.
Next story. Let's keep going.
Next story. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's keep going.
No, can't do it. Can't do it.
This one.
You want to say? Chill out.
I don't know how you're this excited for a story that makes you seem like a horrible person. I just...
Oh, and we just read the first sentence of it, too. All we said was, I'm a labor and delivery nurse. Let me read the rest of it. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, and my pussy trash. That's... Wow, that's y'all?
Why would you say that about yourself?
Yeah, why? Where's that same energy? Yeah, you guys were too excited too fast. Shut up. All right. I am a labor and delivery nurse. I fell asleep in a patient's room while she was pushing. My fingers stayed in place and never left her. She put you in a Chinese finger trap? Oh my God.
Mama.
All right.
Hey. The baby.
I work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. three nights a week. One night, I was super tired, and I had a patient who was about to have a baby. Before the delivery, the nurse and the patient push together before the doctor comes in to make sure that it is truly time. The patient had the room dark, fake candles lit like a bullshit
stuff. Is this a meditation room?
It's the worst seance ever.
Hey.
Aromatherapy going and soft, soothing music. It was 3 a.m, the roughest time for a night shifter. Not what I would want to be called when my finger's in somebody. A night shifter? When it was an automatic? We started pushing. I sat on the bed, checked her cervix, and started pushing with her.
Push!
We started pushing. I started getting really tired. And the pushing became redundant. Side note, when the patient is pushing, my fingers are in her, checking for continuous progress.
Stop. No. No. They've been in here for a minute now.
I started fading pretty fast.
I'm getting kind of turned on right now.
I started fading pretty fast, counting repeatedly to 10 over and over while she was pushing.
You thought you were the throat goat? Watch this.
You just bite the baby out?
Oh my God.
Jesus. Continue with the story.
That's the homies part of Haunted Homies, by the way.
I started fading pretty fast, counting repeatedly to 10 over and over while she was pushing. The next thing I know, I hear the patient start saying, excuse me, which is never a response you want to be in inside somebody. Excuse me. I woke up with an awkward snore and was beyond embarrassed. As if that wasn't embarrassing enough, despite me falling asleep, snoring, and probably ruining her birth experience, my fingers never left her during the entire thing.
No.
Smells like a night shift. God. Jesus Christ.
I love
that's
that
what the baby had to deal with.
You just got this in your face for minutes at a time.
You hold this baby hostage? Ew. Why do you spread them?
Because you're opening it up.
You open the cervix like that? Ew.
Wait, hold on. So you're supposed to do it like that? Is that why my girlfriend never comes? I've been doing it wrong the whole...
Yeah, you don't go vertical. You're not trying to tear it to the ass.
My bad.
Jesus Christ.
Thank you for your cervix.
Thank you for your cervix? Is that what you said? You just hear a Marine come over the intercom.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. So she eventually had the baby. Okay. It was healthy and everything? Well, then no problems. She was all weirded out.
But when I snored, it sounded like I was
yucking. When you snore, it sounded like you were choking on a dick. How do you snore? Hey, hey, no, wait, hold on. You're getting very sleepy. The little hypnosis clock. Sit down. What were you saying?
So I got nickname instead of Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Pussy.
That's not even creative. Said her nickname instead of Sleeping Beauty is Sleeping Pussy. It's like that's like your nickname around the office. This is the most unprofessional hospital I've ever heard of in my entire life.
Calling nurse Sleeping Pussy, please.
You're just walking down the halls. Hey, Sleeping Pussy. Yeah, you gotta go like that.
No, it's just.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Is that common? Has anyone else ever fallen asleep while helping deliver a baby?
No.
So this is a paranormal story.
It is paranormal.
Thank you.
Nailed it. I think that's all the information I want. What? Yeah, what hospital is so everybody knows where not to go? It's the closest one. For sure. For sure. All right, next story. A firefighter I was talking to turned out to be gay.
Aww.
How could you have known? I met this firefighter on a dating app, Tinder. Because it's a flame.
Oh, I get it. That was good. That one was, yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. You guys will catch up. He lived over 2 hours away from me, but we hit it off over text and phone calls. I should preface, he gave off gay vibes, and his pictures were a little on the homo side. I need to see these. It's just me.
I don't know why that just feels like gay vibes. It's just like...
Yeah. Also, how does he give up gay vibes on text? Is he sending them all with glitter? You know, you can do like the glitter, scent.
Just congratulations at the end, so that little confetti just goes. Wah!
He did a firefighter calendar photo shoot and had water pouring on him with his head back, mouth open, and tongue out. I should have seen the signs, but I ignored them. One day, he took the drive to come and see me. We got dinner, and everything was going great. He came back to my place, and we. Did the dirty. Immediately after, it's in caps. Immediately after, didn't know why, I didn't even have my clothes on yet. He said, I need to tell you something. I feel like I can really trust you, and I've never told anyone this before. Then proceeded to say, word for word, I like men. I enjoy penis in my ass. I just love the feeling of dick in my hand and cum on my face.
No. No.
The nurse just went, me too, me too, me too, me too.
You're ruining that movement. I was in utter shock. He then asked me if I would like to watch him get dicked down by another guy and if I'd be down to pay him. I didn't even have words. I politely asked him to leave and never spoke to him again, homophobe. For the next couple weeks... he would send me pictures of his ass saying, "You like that?" I blocked him. End of story.
She's here.
What? Okay, where's Ava? Oh, chill out. Okay, so scale of 1 to 10, how hot was this guy?
Like
three.
Like one.
Gay dudes
10.
Are never threes. 10 is like a perfect specimen of a human being. What would he be? What? I'm not gay. I'm not into this. Sorry. I'm not. Well, doesn't sound like it. It sounds like your pussy turns people gay. How hot was he? Do I want to see a picture? Yeah.
Wait, yeah, bring a photo. I want to see this. I want to
see this. Hold on. It cannot be a picture of his asshole. Because you said he sent several.
It can only be pictures of his asshole.
Don't you fucking dare. I just want to see a photo of him in general.
I have the firefighter.
I gotta see this.
Matt's gonna be like, "Oh yeah, I went out with him."
He's gonna see his ass. I know that guy.
You look familiar.
That's Jeffrey.
Yeah.
He saved my life once.
He held me over his shoulder and my face kept hitting his ass.
Wait, let me see.
You're not gonna be able to see it way back there, but he's fucking hot. Yeah. He is fucking hot. Yeah, I know. I know it's hard to see. I know. Oh, it's not just about y'all.
He's not a three. What the? He's a three. I'm a negative 500. You. This dude. I would fuck this dude right now. Where's this firehouse? I'm going. God damn. Someone light a fucking match right now and get him here. I need. Jesus fucking Christ. You. That's a three. Fuck you. Oh, he's a three because he's gay? Even worse!
Wow. I mean, yeah, this is one of the gayest photos I've ever seen. Wow. I mean, he's just letting the hoes all fucking over.
He'd be the worst firefighter. Your house is burning. He's like, hold on. Let me get myself wet first.
It's like he's at a concert. He puts the water in his mouth and just sprays it.
What month was he? No, what? Not his horoscope. In the calendar, what month was it? January? That's the gayest month.
That's true.
New beginnings? Whatever, dude. Yeah, everybody pass their phone around. Let's do that.
Yeah, just airdrop it to everybody.
Just
real
Venmo
quick.
Yourself $5. Just pass it around.
Yep. I'm curious now, as a woman, and really think about this, don't give the easy answer. If a dude comes out to you as being gay right after having sex, do you feel like it's your fault a little bit? You think so? Really? But maybe he just had to see. Maybe he was like, damn, if I've had the creme de la creme and it's not for me, now I know for sure. You guys are gay, right?
It's probably real awkward if they're not.
I'm pretty sure. Look at this fucking outfit, dude. Like, it looks good, too good to be straight. Gay? Let's go, baby!
Ding, 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 ding!
I fucking knew it.
Let's go.
I knew it!
I like how the way of high-fiving was like this. They were like, yes. Yes.
So hot. You guys are so fucking hot, dude. Okay, When did you come out? Can I ask that? Like, how old were you? 22. Okay, so had you dated girls before that? When you were dating girls, were you conscious that you're like, this may not be the thing, but I'm going to keep trying to force it to figure out if this is supposed to be something I'm supposed to be into? Okay, so you wouldn't necessarily blame a girl in specific after sleeping with her. You were just, if anything, you're trying to convince yourself, right? So we wouldn't blame it on the girl. It's how you're born, right? Okay, I just wanted to break this down.
Just for peace of mind for me, can we please show them the photo of the gay man so I can
Yeah. Yes.
Please.
Bring it back.
I want to see if they would have been like, oh, yeah.
Come on.
Because if they say he's a 3 out of 10, I'm going to kill myself in the fucking back room right now. If they also say that, yeah. Please.
Oh, and then we can investigate.
I saw that moaning going on back there. Ooh.
She's walking up. Please, good. Give us your honest review.
Like, if you would have seen this on any dating app or on Instagram, would you have been like, for sure?
She's coming. Downtown. She's coming behind you right now.
Fast, turning dudes in the game.
Right there.
Just throw it. Pass the phone down.
Throw
the
phone.
Table.
Just go to whoever you think it is.
Right there. Right there.
Also, do you have a dry erase board? What the fuck's in your hands? Sure. What the fuck is this?
Okay.
I'll read this after.
The verdict is in.
9.5. Right.
I have good taste in gay men. Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. We've got options.
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Resident gays, thank you very much. You are appreciated. The f*** is this?
I don't know.
Is this a resume?
It's a resume.
Can I read this?
If you want to.
Ava DiBella, future wifey. Dear Matthew Reif, I am excited to apply for the position to be your girlfriend, and I am writing to express my interest in qualifications. It's not a good start. I have followed your comedy special since you're on Wild and Out. I have always admired how funny, charming, and humble you are. This is my first opportunity to see you perform live, so I'm shooting my shot. And you missed wide left. Respect for shooting it, but like, brick. Thank you for your consideration of my application. Call me while you're in town so I can take you out. Let's see what the resume is. Oh, this is actually genius. You gained some points.
Is it covered in alcohol?
Skills. Orally proficient. Gourmet cookie baker. Pro head scratcher. Cleaning. Personal cheerleader. Understanding and loyal. Financially independent. Fun and outgoing. Loving and lovable. Attributes. 34 double D. Sold. Wow, this is a first.
Yeah,
y'all gotta step it up. I'm getting. This is laminated. She's trying to get laminated later. That's crazy. No seance, but she's trying to look like there's dripped wax on her.
She's gonna go from Kinko's to Kinky. Perfect.
Okay. Well, welcome to our spooky paranormal podcast.
That's the last silly one. Paranormal stories, you ready?
Paranormal stories.
Let's dive back into it, baby.
This story is actually pretty insane. I'm not going to lie. I read a little bit of this earlier, and my jaw dropped.
Sorry about that. I know you were reading, but that means...
It's okay.
Throat ghost.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
So it says, the time I saw my dead grandpa the day after I found him dead.
Found him dead?
Yeah, yeah. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I stayed the night at my grandparents' house with my cousin, and in the middle of the night, I got up to use the bathroom and saw my grandpa's TV on in his man cave thing, and I went to wake him up so he can turn off the TV, and he wasn't moving. I then ran to my grandma and woke her up to let her know that my grandpa wasn't waking up, and she told me to go back to bed, and I couldn't go to sleep, but I saw an ambulance, and they took my grandpa away, and my grandma was crying. That's when I knew that he had passed away. The next night, I stayed at my grandma's house, and I went to get a drink of water in the middle of the night, and I heard and saw my grandpa's TV was on, and I went to go turn it off, and I look over, and my grandpa was sitting in his chair, and I was scared. And then he said, do you know what time it is? It's tickle time.
Whoa. That's the scariest thing anybody could ever say.
Living or dead.
It's tickle time?
Bro, I would have shit my pants.
Oh, 100%, dude.
I ran to my cousin's room and woke her up to tell her what happened. Just then, the TV in my grandpa's man cave went on, and we both crawled under the covers and stood up the rest of the night until we passed out. Since then, I am able to see and communicate with more spirits. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Tracy. Where's Tracy at?
Tracy? Is that you in the back? What the f***, Tracy? Okay, first and foremost, I know it's obviously scary, but, like, was there a little bit of comfort, like, hearing or seeing your grandfather? A little bit? Like, obviously, if you see a ghost, instinctually, it's a little bit scary, but, like, knowing that somebody you love... Am I talking to a ghost right now?
Can you talk louder if you can?
There's a ghost on stage? Shut the f*** up. Where? Where?
Where is he?
Oh, it's tickle time! It's tickle time!
Stop it!
No, Elton, no. No.
What? Who's on stage? My dad? This feels like a paranormal Yo Mama joke right now. Like, are you serious? My dad or my grandpa?
Your biological father.
My biological father? Let's see about that. How old does he look?
20.
That's actually incredibly accurate.
Wait, no, something that she wouldn't ever know about from the Bert Kreischer TikTok. You ain't getting shit past me. Fuck out of here. Tell me how his dad liked to jerk off. Tell me that, huh?
No.
Some
no.
Shit that only Matt would know. Give me that.
Oh, Matt would know.
It was probably
that.
The last thing he did, so.
What's he doing up here?
He's watching you.
He's watching me?
Just like her husband.
My dad's in the Alexa. Hilarious. You know what's fucked up? Somebody actually pointed that out once. They were like, we were talking about my experience with my dad after ghost hunting. They were like, that's why you like ghost hunting so much. You're just looking for your father the whole time. We're in these like historically abandoned places. And everyone's like, is it, what happened to you here? And I'm just like, Papa? If you love me, make a noise. Everyone else is like playing with little toys and shit. I'm like learning how to ride a bike in the hallway. Am I doing good?
We're investigating down the hall. We just see you in the bathroom talking to yourself, tying a tie.
I'm playing catch. I'm just throwing a ball down the hall.
Too far. Too far.
That's terrifying. Where is it? Over here? What's that?
You're just trying to get me off stage, aren't you? You can't, like, say this and then
shell
up.
Yeah, this
is
a very serious thing to say.
He is off to the side, like, where's that?
Where? Over here?
No.
He's off stage.
Over there.
Do you guys feel any chills over there? Think you're being tickled? That's fucking terrifying. Okay, so you can see spirits more often now ever since this experience with your grandpa? Okay, but can you answer my question? Because I'm genuinely interested. When you saw your grandpa, obviously it's scary to see a ghost, but like, was there a little bit of comfort knowing it was like a loved one of yours?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? I mean, I'm sure it's shocking, of course, but like, I imagine you started to miss him. A day after, you definitely miss him. Have you seen him again since then?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah, and my grandma.
And your grandma? Somebody move the fuck on. That'd be terrifying. Every person you've ever known dies. You see them all the time.
I'd be terrified. Heated.
I'd be so mad.
Get the fuck out of the bathroom, Trey. I'm trying to shower. Just taking a grandma
it's
again.
Tickle time again.
Grandma.
Not now. Oh, this is terrifying, but kind of endearing a little bit.
So, it's tickle time. Did he ever say that when he was alive, or was this like a he waited? You know what I mean? He used to say that all the time. Okay, it wasn't God. Like an out of okay. strange Got thing. It.
Thank you for sharing, seeing your grandpa. It's adorable, but also terrifying. But I'm glad it opened you up to this new ability. That's going to be a blessing and a curse, right? You would love this, obviously.
Oh,
but
yeah.
I would love to see a ghost, like, when I want to. That's the whole point of investigating, you know what I mean? You're going with the intention to see something. Yeah, you definitely don't want to see it when you're, like, in the shower at your own house. Yeah, like, that needs to be the intention. I need to be prepared for it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it doesn't make your whole life scary. Be strong.
Yeah, give it up for that story, y'all.
It's a good story. It is a good story.
It is.
Next scary one?
Yeah.
Okay. Logline. My 3-year-old son started seeing a woman in our house who wanted to take him. Ooh, okay. When my son was 3, he started seeing a woman in our house. He ran out of his playroom and whispered, "Mommy, someone's in there." Of course, I checked and nothing. My son would be carrying on conversations while playing, and when I'd ask about it, he would say he was just talking to his friend. I didn't think much of the sporadic little things until months later, when things suddenly progressed rapidly, and I was living in a real-life horror movie. One day, when I got my son out of his bath, I sat him down in front of me to get him dressed, and he smiled at something behind me.
Nope.
You gotta drown that whole kid. I looked behind me, nothing. I kept getting him dressed, and then he kind of leaned his body to the side so he could see around me, smiled again, and waved.
What?
I don't know what's scarier, your laugh or this story. What?
It's inside me, dude. I didn't know you could get goosebumps down on your asshole until that moment, but let me tell you, my entire body was covered. He said it was his friend. Her name was Mau Mau, and she liked playing with him. After that day, I was hyper aware of all the stuff going on. Doors opening and closing. They got so bad that we started locking them, but my son's locked door would still slam open in the middle of the night. My son started waking up screaming in the middle of the night, saying Mau Mau wanted him to go with her and was getting mad. He said she grabbed him with her long nails and screamed at him. I legitimately have goosebumps right now. This is freaking me out.
Where? Describe it.
My asshole.
Prove it.
We eventually found someone that
you have to prove it for her. She needs to know.
We eventually found someone that worked for the church to come help. He came out and did a cleansing of the house with all this holy water, smoke, and prayer. He found a Ouija board and a deck of tarot cards and burned them. When cleansing my son, the second he touched him with the holy water and oil, my son, who had been talking and smiling seconds before, started screaming bloody murder. He acted like he was being hurt. After 5 minutes of this blessing, he went completely silent and still and went on talking as if he didn't remember a thing. To this day, my son doesn't remember anything about it.
What?
What?
That's terrifying.
No, that actually is.
Is
terrifying.
It La Llorona? Is that what we're thinking, maybe? An older woman trying to take the children? That's kind of the folklore behind that a lot of the time. Prostitution ring. Jesus Christ, man. It all comes back around. Dude, when I tell you, I would my pants entirely if my kid ever waved behind me and there was nobody there. I'd empty myself immediately.
You know when you have kids and I meet them, I'm going to tell them to do that. All the time.
I'll tell the cops you fucking touch my child, dude. Do not. I swear to God, you won't be allowed within 100 yards of my family. Oh my God. So, I mean, I guess it's like you're trying to figure out, is this a spirit of the house? Was it something that came from a Ouija board?
Yeah.
Was it trying to attach itself to become in, like, to get inside the kid? Whoa. To kind of possess him? I don't know. There's a lot to kind of digest with this one. Yeah.
No, but I got a lot.
Terrifying. Is Jessica here? Same?
Wait, what?
Jessica, how long ago was this?
3 years.
3 years ago?
Oh, that's
your
recent.
Your son's 6 now. He doesn't remember any of this. Have you had any kind of weird experiences in the house since then?
He started seeing stuff again.
He just started seeing stuff again? Are you in the same house?
Yes.
What is he describing this time around?
He said that he saw something go up my stairs, like, or 2 ago.
Saw something go up the stairs. Is his room upstairs? You guys gotta move. You don't need Jesus, you need Zillow.
If you want, hire her husband, set up some cameras, capture evidence, and send it to us. That'd be sweet.
We set up a camera.
Set up a camera?
And so, like, you know how they have night vision?
Night vision,
it
yeah.
It shows all white.
Yeah.
And it showed, like a figure in his playroom.
You showed a figure in his playroom?
Do you have this? Do you have the footage? Don't you dare blue ball me right now. You have a demon in your house and you have evidence of it and you went, delete. What?
It's not a demon. It's Mau Mau.
It scratched the kid.
No, it was like a shadow. I didn't believe it. Like, I didn't believe what that it was like a person. Uh-huh. It was just a shadow.
It looked like a shadow, but there was nobody else in there, right?
No, but it was like by the window. He told me that it was his, like, a person in his playroom.
He had told you he saw someone in his playroom prior to even looking at the footage?
Yeah.
No. Absolutely not. This kid is you have to move immediately. I would be so fucking terrified of this. 3 years goes by, you think you're safe finally, now it's coming back around. I could not do it. What are you planning on doing about it?
Moving.
You're gonna move?
Yeah.
You have to. What part of town do you live in?
Santan.
Santan?
Yeah, like
that's not even a name.
Santan? Like, that's one letter off from Satan. I hope you.
Oh! You're so right.
Santan?
Oh.
It sounds like he became like the gay firefighter Satan version. Was like, I'm not Satan anymore, I'm Santan.
His stripper name.
Oh, I'm Satan, I'm so fucking hot, give me a hose.
Oh, Santan.
Oh my God.
Oh, wow, Santan. You so haunted.
It's January, new me.
Hey, wait, Momo, get in this photo.
Phoenix, you guys have been so much fun, seriously. We know this is a very unconventional show, and not everyone knows what they're getting themselves in for, but we hope you guys had a good time, man. Really, you guys were a good sport about it.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for today's episode, and I will see you next Sunday. Be sure to leave a like, subscribe, and give us a review whenever you have a chance. And of course, share this podcast with a fellow paranormal lover, because our goal here is to build this community. And don't forget, you can watch all of our live episodes on our YouTube channel as well for the full experience. Find us on TikTok or Instagram at Haunted Homies Podcast, and I will see you next time.